Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing on a vegetation ordinance being developed by Tuolumne County leaders. It is related to fire prevention. We're hearing about what it all entails and why it is being developed locally in Tuolumne County. We have a panel of guests joining us this morning. During the first segment, we heard from District 1 Supervisor David Goldenberg and City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New. We also have the Assistant Fire Chief for Tuolumne County, Andrew Murphy, joining us on the program this weekend. Chief Murphy, I'll move over to you next. Can you explain a little bit just about what you see as the importance of having an ordinance like this and with the various language?
You bet, BJ. Thanks for, first of all, giving us the opportunity to reach out to the community here and share this message. So really, as you know, and the community knows, and we've seen fires that were once career fires for us now happening multiple times a year in the same year. And the threat for wildfire, the threat of wildfire is the most dangerous threat for our communities. And we've seen too with our success in extinguishing wildfires has led up to the buildup of the fuel loading in our communities. And so the importance of an ordinance like this is to help, really, as Chief New said, to educate the public on the need and to spread that message as far as helping them or encouraging them to clear their properties. Probably one of the most frequent phone calls we get, especially as we start ramping up for fire season in the months ahead, is people, neighbors concerned with their ability to get the 100-foot clearance. Most people want to do that. And what they're faced with a lot of times is their homes are less than 100 feet from their property lines. And so one of the issues we hope to deal with and get public input on is addressing those adjacent property lines so that we can get the 100-foot clearance.
And so for clarity, this is new for vacant properties. In the past, they didn't have any type of ordinance in place?
Correct. The Public Resources Code that is overseen by the Board of Forestry was originally put into place to prevent wildfires or to prevent structure fires from getting into the wildland. And now, as we've seen more homes built into the wildland urban interface, as we've seen, especially since the Rim Fire in 2013, the need to protect homes from rapidly spreading wildfires.
You know, we've seen various fires over recent years. I imagine that you're concerned that these fires, these large mega fires, are going to be a continuing trend over the coming years in the state?
Yes, we believe that we've seen a generational change in the fuel conditions just in the last 10 years. And like I mentioned, the Rim Fire was, in my experience, was the first really rapidly moving major fire in the Sierras in a long time, and that hasn't changed. In 2014, it was a King Fire, and in 2015, it broke out pretty much all over Northern California and hasn't really subsided. So it's not a matter of if, but when. And we had a small taste of that with the Washington Fire this past fire season. Unfortunately, there were resources close by from other fires that were able to help us contain that fire rapidly. But really, hopefully that opened the eyes to the public. A lot of times we don't recognize it unless we see it firsthand. And that was definitely an eye-opener for the community.
Do you notice a big change when you're on fires and you see a house that has, you know, lots of pine needles on the roof, and as opposed to one that the homeowner's taken additional steps and gone above and beyond to harden the home?
Yes, for sure. And that definitely helps their ability to not only, you know, protect their property, but also to keep firefighters safe. That's one thing that these clearances also do, and reducing the fuel loads in our communities do, is, as Supervisor Goldenberg mentioned, and, you know, and Chief knew about, the ability to get people in and out, that also helps us get the fire crews in there and around their homes, and makes it less dangerous for them if there's clearance.
We'll bring back Supervisor Goldenberg into the conversation. Before I ask you about next week's public meeting, anything you'd like to add? I mean, your background being in the fire service as well, anything you'd like to add that in addition to what Chief New and Chief Murphy have stated?
Yeah, sure, BJ, thank you. You know, just to, you know, tag on to The fire, the conditions have definitely changed, when looking at, we're seeing, and I know a lot of people, have agreements or disagreements with climate change, but, definitely we're seeing that there's, a poor relative humidity recovery nighttime. And that was typically a time when you could pick up a lot of fires. And so, when we're experiencing those conditions, it makes a big difference in what we can or cannot do. I know that Chief New, mentioned, the looking at other counties and what they have or have not done. We did explore, I forget the exact number, it was between 8 and 10 different other counties. We looked at their individual ordinances, and we, looked at some were very strict, as you can imagine, Butte County, after what they experienced with the campfire in the Paradise area, their program is very strict. Other counties were less so, and so we're trying to, come up with a medium, to, at least as a starting point, right? We want to make this successful. I'm very cognizant of, that this can affect individual people, that the cost to clear properties, can rise very quickly. Part of the thing, as I discussed before, the grant opportunities, we are always looking for grants. OES Coordinator Dory Beats is looking for ones in which we could help individual property owners that perhaps don't have, physically unable to do it or don't have the financial means to be able to do it. So we're always looking for those opportunities to help people. We're not trying to penalize anybody here. We want to get this work done for the betterment of everybody.
And for clarification, is there a draft that's been put together yet, or is it still being developed?
So we were deliberately not putting out a draft. We want to, get through these public meetings because we want to gather all the input, possible. And that's why I would encourage as many people, who can to attend, on the upcoming meeting on the 26th. After that, we do intend to, get a solid draft. We'll present it to the Fire Safety Advisory Committee, and then, they'll flush it out, and eventually, we'll bring it, back to the board, because the board as a whole is going to be the ones that have to, bring this, together.
I was going to say, we'll definitely make sure to put a link to that community public meeting on January 26th up on mymotherlode.com. But how is that meeting going to exactly work?
Yeah, so we'll start at 6 p.m. and we will outline where we are to date, as far as our progress, some of the considerations, that we have seen. Certainly there's been some pretty strong concerns out of the agricultural community, because they have very large parcels. And so if we're talking about, implementing something that would require clearances, around their boundaries of a property, certainly it's a big difference between having a quarter acre or maybe a half acre parcel and one that's 100 acres, right? So concentration, needs to be on the areas of more importance, and on those bigger properties, would be the roadways. We have a high number of fire starts that occur along roadways. The ag community has been really good about protecting their own lands, especially grazing lands. They typically, will put in, they'll disc it, close to, or they'll, put in a dozer blade or two. And that's really good. They do a lot of work on it. So our concentration is really, at this time, from what we're seeing, going to be geared along those roadways on the larger parcels.
So you've had a couple of meetings already, then there's one coming up on the 26th. After that, where does this issue go?
So we're also planning to work towards having a series of community meetings. These have not been set yet, but we're in general looking at one meeting kind of covering the Columbia, Sonora, Jamestown area, which would be my district, so and then a second meeting would be looking at the Groveland area, so myself and Supervisor Brandon, we would look to coordinate and doing a meeting, for the Columbia, Sonora, and Jamestown area, Groveland, Supervisor Half, of course, that's her district. And then also looking, you know, Tuolumne, Twain Hart, the upper 108 corridor, Supervisors Campbell and Kirk. So we haven't scheduled those meetings yesterday, but, you know, besides doing these online meetings, we want to have some public meetings as well.
And we need to take one more break. We are talking about fire on this weekend show, and in particular, a vegetation ordinance that's being developed in Tuolumne County in relation to fire safety. Joined on the program this weekend by Amy New, the City of Sonora Fire Chief, the Assistant Tuolumne County Fire Chief, Andrew Murphy, and the Supervisor for District 1, David Goldenberg. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to talk about water issues. We'll be joined by the TUD Board President, Barbara Balin, as well as the new General Manager, Don Perkins. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.